Our scripture reading for this Lord's Day is from the Gospel according to Matthew. I am sharing with you from the first chapter, verses 18 to 23. And I invite you to listen to the word of God to you. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. And in a dream said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. May God bless this reading of his holy word to us today. Please be seated.
Barbara. this is unusual. I heard the music. It was a beautiful, beautiful song, and I thought the service was over and thought I would come on over. You're setting up a manger?
We always have a manger scene on our table, and I missed it this week, and I thought we really needed this addition. And, you know, that music just reminds me so much of Joseph. It's called Joseph's Lullaby.
Okay.
And right now, I'm thinking a lot about Joseph.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. I've been thinking about Joseph this season, too, a lot. I think so many times we take Joseph for granted. We lit the Advent wreath around Mary. We sang Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We talk about shepherds, but Joseph tends to be at the bottom of our list. But I think there's a lot to learn from Joseph.
Think about all he went through.
Yeah.
It was a difficult time. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mary gets all the attention, right?
Yeah.
But Joseph... I think we just have to hand it to Joseph for reasons we just don't think about.
Hmm. You know, as I think about him, I think about all the interruptions of Joseph's life. You know, where Joseph, think about it this way. A lot of times we talk about Joseph as a carpenter, you know, and we picture a guy making tables or something like that. You know, the word we think about for carpenters, it's probably better understood as a contractor. You know, a guy that, just a blue-collar guy, who works hard and makes a little bit of money and was able to convince a woman to marry him, an extraordinary thing. And then finds out that she's pregnant. There's interruption number one. But as you read earlier, he's a righteous man, a good guy. He's not going to make a big public spectacle of him or her, and decides to just quietly put away this promise of this marriage. And then an angel comes in, interruption number two, and says, by the way, this is not just a random kid. This is God's kid. This is the Savior of the world, this interruption number two. And then worse comes the worst as this woman is becoming fuller with child. He gets a note that says, you've got to go to Bethlehem and pay taxes. What kind of craziness is that? Interruption number three. And then as they get there, she finds that she is about to give birth and there's no space and ends up giving birth in a barn. Interruption number four. I think about this guy and I think nobody has these kinds of interruptions in their life. It's just crazy.
It really is. It has to be so inconvenient. Inconvenient, all of these interruptions, but let's think about the meaning for a moment.
Okay.
In all of that. Those interruptions, that big inconvenience that Joseph had to face, really, it ended up being the way God worked in an amazing way in his life.
Hmm.
I mean, if he hadn't faced those real life challenges, we wouldn't have the story that we have today.
So true.
But real life just hammered in on him, and he met the challenge, right?
He sure did. As I think about the challenges he accepted, you know, he accepted these interruptions as God's hand in his life. My goodness, if we could see all the interruptions, the difficult times in our life, the challenges, as God's hand of grace, it would just change everything for us.
Maybe that's the message of Joseph. Maybe we need to start thinking about how real life, when it impacts us, when it intrudes upon us, when it becomes so inconvenient for us, there's some message there. And if we meet those challenges, that inconvenient truth of God, we can really see God's Spirit working. And maybe even then we can face our own path in the direction of hope.
You know, it reminds me of a story. So, Barbara, you know I love jazz. Yes, yes. And I think everybody knows that. There's a story. There's a great jazz musician currently. His name is Wynton Marsalis. Maybe you've heard that name before. You've heard of Wynton Marsalis, I'm sure.
I have. You made sure
I make sure.
Wynton Marsalis.
I make sure she's educated
I'm
in
educated,
jazz musicians.
Michael, didn't he play the trumpet?
He did. Very good. Very good.
See what I know. Yep.
One of my favorite stories of Wynton Marsalis is he's playing in one of those basement jazz clubs in New York City that I love going to. His places with no windows and small tables. One of my favorite places to listen. And he's there with his ensemble, and it's this small and intimate space. And he starts to play, and he's playing with his ensemble, and like in true jazz form, they're sharing different movements of the song, and it gets to his big solo. They're playing a song that is just emotive and moving. So he's playing this song, and he's in that moment of just where you're captured by every single note that he's playing, and a cell phone goes off.
A cell phone
Yes.
goes off.
One of those melodic little doo-doo-doo-doo, you know, kind of things. That, yeah. Can you imagine it?
I mean, we've had that happen in church before, but when Wynton Marsalis is playing a cell phone.
Small room, a legend of jazz. And you know what he did?
I think you're going to tell me.
I may tell you. Wynton Marsalis, you would think he would stop. You would think he would call a bouncer to come over and kick that person out. So you know what he did? He paused for a moment, listened to the melody, and he began to play that melody. And then, as he's playing that melody over the top, he started improvising on that melody. And as he improvised on the melody and changed keys a little bit, he showed up in the song that he was originally playing before. It simply says, "I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you." And finish the song. One of the great moments in jazz history happened in an interruption.
Wow. Mm. What a beautiful demonstration of what we've been talking about in terms of Joseph. I think, you know, amazing interruptions in his life. He was able to take on in such a way that added and amplified his whole life and brought in a new way of being in the midst of who he was. As I'm thinking about my path this Advent season, as we're heading to Christmas, I find that I would like that as my goal. To see God in the midst of the interruptions in my life. The goal sounds pretty heavy, though, doesn't it? Yeah. Maybe that just can be my intention. I'll make that my intention and then see what happens. Maybe I'll find myself following Joseph's lead.
I think that's a great intention for this holiday season.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think I'm ready to add Joseph to our manger scene.
Let's do it. And I think Joseph is our lesson for today, and a great lesson.
All right. You want to help me?
Sure. Sure.
Let's put him in. Together.
Right in there.
Right there.
Perfect.
Okay. Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Oh God, you are with us in every moment of life. We thank you for those sacred interruptions, that inconvenient truth that comes. Sometimes we feel we're not ready. Sometimes the challenge is way too big. And yet, you do not leave us alone. You provide a means of grace so that we can see the new within all the work that you are doing. Continue to guide us this Advent season. Amen.